Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. There is a din that Chayiv Adam Letairis Atzmai Beregel. In order that people should be able to enter into the Azorin to eat Kachem, they had to make sure they were tar. Therefore, before Yom Tov, they would tevel anything requires tefillah, whether people, whether kelim. Now, perhaps you remember from previous Masechtas, tefillah alone is not enough. A person who is tamei, who tevel himself, does not become tar to eat truma and kachem right after the tefillah. He has to wait for the sun to set. That's called Harav Shemesh. Same is true for kelim that became tamei. Even after tefillah, if you're going to use it for truma or hegdash, you have to wait for the sun to set. That's why, if you're going to use them on Yom Tov, you have to tevel it on Erev Yom Tov. Now, what happens up the Mishnah as we continue over here? Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chal Liyais Achara Shabbos. What if it falls after Shabbos? In other words, Yom Tov is on Sunday. So I'm used to tevel everything Erev Yom Tov, but Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos. So Beshami, I mean the Beshami say, Matfilin is a kol milifnei a Shabbos. You have to tevel everything before Shabbos. On Shabbos, it would be asim midrabanan to engage in the type of tefillah where something that is tamei becomes tahar. Why? It's nira kimasakein. Nira kimasakein? What does that mean? If before the tefillah took place, so let's say you couldn't use this keli for taharis, after the tefillah, you can use it. So it's like fixing the keli. Chazal were concerned that if you allow a person to tevel a keli, somebody else will say, oh, you can fix kelim on Shabbos, and they'll come to be over in Isser Torah. Do the Beis Hillel agree with this gzeira? And the answer is yes and no. Yes and no? Well, it depends for what. Do Beis Hillel Imrim, the Beis Hillel say, we have to be mechalik between kelim and a person. Kelim, you want to tevel kelim that are tamei? You have to do it melifnei haShabbos, from before Shabbos, in regard to kelim. They agree with the Beis Shammai. However, the Adam, when it comes to a person, he could tevel himself from his tumah b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Here, the Beis Hillel argue with the Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel hold, nira kimasakin, that's only by kelim. By a person, it doesn't look like he's fixing anything. It looks like he's cooling off a little bit. Going down into the water to cool off a little bit, to enjoy himself. And therefore, they weren't geyser by a person. So once again, you have to tevel everything, people and kelim, before Yom Tov, so that when the sun sets, the night of Yom Tov, they should already be tahar. Well, what if the day before Yom Tov is Shabbos? The Beis Shammai say, so Adam and kelim have to be done before Shabbos. The Beis Hillel say, I'll agree with you when it comes to kelim, but not when it comes to Adam. A person can tevel himself even on Shabbos. Incidentally, we said that the reason you can't tevel kelim, according to the Beis Shammai Adam, is because it's nira kimasakin. It looks like you're fixing something. Somebody will see, oh, there's a keli you couldn't use. You can do things to fix it, to be able to use it. So I'll think, just like you can tevel it, maybe you can glue it together or bang it together. Nira kimasakin is the reason Rava gives in the Gemara to explain why you can't tevel kelim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. There are other reasons in the Gemara as well. For example, Rava says, we're scared. You're going to carry the keli from wherever it is until the mikveh, and you'll carry a dalet amos, mishus harabim. That's the reason that we don't take a lulav or a shofar or a megillah on Shabbos, according to Rabbah. Rabbi Yosef says it's a gzeira that maybe a person will have begadim that are tamei. And after he tivels it, he'll wring it out. It'll come to schita. Rabbi Bibi says, you know what we're worried about? Maybe, if you're allowed to tevel it on Yom Tov, a person will say, oh, I don't have time before Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a nice time to tevel kelim. And we don't want that, because we want things to be tahar before Yom Tov. Like we explained in our Hakdama to the Mishnah, based on the halacha that chayav adam letayr atzmei beregel, when regel comes, we want to be as tahar as possible.